Well, I'm sure, you know, you've seen those cooking trucks around, culinary trucks.
You can get
a hot dog or something like that, a hot dog stand. Well, it's gone way beyond hot dog stands these days. You can get a whole lot more. But I have to tell James Cunningham. We're having him on now. He's with the Cooking Channel. Hello, James. You have a new book out, and you have the show called Eat Street, correct?
That's true. Rachel, Andrew, thanks for having me on. We do. And you know what? Your average hot dog carts and trucks are no longer. Let me tell you, there's been stuff happening all over the streets of America. We call it the food truck revolution.
The food truck revolution. There's a revolution going on.
Should we be scared?
Oh,
are they armed?
No, absolutely. No, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. What it basically means is that there's been a lot of really high-end chefs changing what our perception of food truck is. It's gone from the fry trucks and the hot dog and the hamburger trucks to gourmet bulgogi, Hawaiian beef burgers, Mexican Korean fusions, and Taramayo hot dogs. Really, really great stuff.
Well, James, I have a confession to make, though, and I'll tell you. I am afraid of food trucks.
Me too.
I mean, they scare me.
Okay, you know
I have
what?
To tell
I,
you.
Because you know what the thing is? It's been kind of an interesting past. You know, we use the term roach coaches, but there's been a lot of roach coaches out there that have given food trucks a bad rep. Well, I'll give you that. But let me tell you, there's a whole new thing happening now. Since about 2008, when the economy took a bit of a downturn, what happened was a lot of higher-end and highly skilled chefs found themselves out of work. So, you know, what do? Do you roll the dice in the middle of a recession, open up a new restaurant, or do you get a couple thousand dollars together to open up your own food truck, be your own boss, and try your own food? And that's what's been happening all over North America. That's what our show is all about, the most daring and delicious street food around, and our book is our companion. So we feature a bunch of recipes from some of our best food trucks that we discovered, and we go around, meet these food truck owners, and we profile just this incredible new fusion and this new gourmet food that's coming off these trucks. Now in DC, where you guys are, you got a lot to be proud of. There's some great trucks up by you.
Yeah, they smell good. I go past them all the time, and I did have something. It was some kind of Mediterranean fare not too long ago. It was pretty good.
Yeah, it's good stuff up there. I mean, on our show and in the book, we've got recipes from the Folgel brothers and from the Sausage Truck in the book there, and that's right from your streets up there. And we're really proud of it. We're going into our fourth season now on the Cooking Channel, premiering Tuesday, April 16th at 8 p.m. 26 new episodes coming at you back to back.
So I'm curious, is the primary driver here behind this, what you call a revolution, is it primarily that you have these out-of-work chefs looking for another way to bring their product to market and serve a need? Is it, people are really changing their eating habits that they don't have time to go sit down at a restaurant, but they still want nicer food? What do you think is really the shift in the culture that's kind of pushing this and making this possible?
That's a number of factors. I mean, there is definitely the economic downturn that basically put a lot of these really highly creative, motivated chefs out there, and this whole new style of food that was evolving. But then it was also the explosion of social media. That was a really, really big factor. Mm-hmm. So with the advent of Yelp and Twitter and Facebook, now these food trucks, which were sometimes difficult to find, and they relied on pedestrian traffic to kind of stumble upon them, now they could build their fan bases. Now they could begin to tweet their locations and talk to their fans via Facebook and via Yelp and tell them where they were. So you have food trucks pulling up now to, you know, locations where there's already lineups waiting for them.
Mm-hmm.
That's how serious these foodies are. There's foodies and then there's street foodies, and the street foodies are very, very passionate about
that. It reminds me of like independent bands and trying to get their followers out to the tiny dive bar they're at.
Yep, exactly, exactly.
What would you say is one of the more daring dishes you've seen out there?
Oh, gosh. I mean, we've seen so many things. Every time we think we've seen it all, you know what? We go to a new city and we find some new trucks. We've seen Drago's Charbroiled Engine Company in New Orleans, where a gentleman had transformed a fire truck into a food truck.
Cool.
We went to Portland, Oregon for Maximus Minimus, where the gentleman basically created a 40-foot roaming stainless steel pig. I mean, we've seen converted semi-trailers. I mean, you name it. People are doing it. It's a really cool thing. You want to talk about American ingenuity and really being on the cusp of American entrepreneurship. It's a really fascinating thing.
Well,
Austin, check out Portland, Oregon. I mean, there's lots of great places to see what's going on in the food truck culture.
Well, I know in the restaurant industry, the profit margins are really thin and the failure rate's pretty high. What kind of failure rate do you see in these food trucks?
Well, you know what, and this is the thing people are always saying about, they're saying that food trucks take away from the restaurant industry, and they're really two sides of the same business, because a lot of food trucks, successful food trucks, tend to evolve into restaurants, and a lot of restaurants now are spinning off into having a food truck sort of a sub-business. So it's not like it's either or. There's a lot of talk about, you know, food trucks taking away business from bricks and mortar restaurants, and there is some justification to that, but look at cities like, you know, Portland, Oregon, or Austin, Texas, where what they did was they really embraced the economic benefit of food trucks. And they said, you know, we're being inundated by all these applications for new food trucks. So what they did was they said, okay, you can have your application, but you will grant your application, but what you have to do is you have to go into areas and service areas that are underserviced by bricks and mortar restaurants.
All right. Well, James, we got to run, but thanks for joining us. James Cunningham, host of the hit cooking channel TV show Eat Street. He also has a book, Eat Street, Recipes from the Tastiest, Messiest, Most Irresistible Food Trucks.